listening to a message that was preached at Temple Baptist Church in Salem, Virginia. We believe that God's Word provides the foundation that we're to build our lives and homes upon. We sincerely hope that this message from God's Word will be a help and an encouragement to all who listen. Have the Word of God with you this evening. If you'll be turning to the book of Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. We're going to be looking at the man we know as Jacob, the man who God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Jacob is an interesting character in the Bible. There's some questions that I have in my mind, but when I get to heaven, it's not going to matter anyhow. Why does God choose to use men like Jacob? A conniving, deceitful schemer. I've often wondered that. But God knows best. And again, Jacob is an interesting character. And through his cleverness and deceit, he obtained his brother's birthright. You know the story. And in a deceptive partnership with his mother, he stole his brother's blessing. And now he's running for his life, and he spent the night at Bethel and vowed to God that he would never forget him. And he promised that one day that he would return home and there erect an altar to God. You know the story, how that he was with his father-in-law for a number of years, and of course he grew frustrated with his father-in-law, and he decides to return back home. But instead of receiving a grand welcome, he learned that his brother had gathered a small army of men and was seeking his life. And so once again, Jacob, who went to the well of his quick-wittedness, as he so often had done in the past, he sent flocks and herds and animals to try to appease his materialistic brother. And Jacob was running out of tricks. I believe that's a good place for us to get. We have no tricks left in the bag. And so he divides up his extended family and their servants into two groups, and he sends them separate ways because he wasn't certain what the outcome was going to be. At least some of his family would be spared if some of them lost their life. And in this final act of desperation, he sent his remaining family members across the Jabbok. You'll read of that here in just a moment. And very exhausted. By the way, scheming is exhausting. Years ago, I was summoned to serve on a federal grand jury. And I made this statement to one of the federal prosecutors. I said, you know, if these individuals would spend as much time working as they do scheming, they would be very productive citizens. And Jacob is exhausted, and he slumps to the ground with the realization that he's reached into the bag of his tricks and deceit and his human ability and pulled out his last trick. He has nothing else to try. That brings us to the text we'll begin reading this evening in verse number 24 of Genesis 32. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose up upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. After Jacob sends his family's, extended family's, different directions, Jacob finds himself there, as the Bible said in verse number 24, and Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. Under the stars, an unusual scene begins to transpire. While Jacob's there alone, no doubt pondering what the next day would hold, no doubt thinking about that extended family that's now been broken into two groups and sent separate ways, no doubt wondering if the livestock and animals, the gift that he sent to his brother, would appease his brother. While there alone and under the stars, an unusual scene begins to unfold before us. The Bible tells us that there was a man that appeared, and Jacob wrestles with this man. And he wrestles with this man through the night, and he struggles, but with no success. I want to remind you, Jacob up to this point in time had been, for the most part, successful. His success was built upon his scheming. His success was, for the most part, built upon his ability. But now he's unsuccessful. He's not able to prevail. The tricks are not working. The schemes are not working. The deception is not working. His own ways of thinking, his own ways of doing things is not working. He wrestles and struggles with this man, but with no success. And finally, he realizes that the one that he's been wrestling with is none other than the Lord. I want to say tonight, there are a lot of times in our lives that we struggle and we wrestle and we give our whole effort. We've tried everything we know to try, all to no avail. And the greatest discovery that you can discover at that time is God. He observed, and by the way, I believe this wrestling match is a very telling story of Jacob's life. Again, he sought to achieve success with his cleverness. And now he begins to see his inability and shortcoming. And now he realizes he's dependent upon God. And so Jacob clings to the Lord and humbly but persistently asked for a blessing. It's interesting, as you study the life of this man who at this time is named Jacob, but soon his name would become Israel. It's interesting, Jacob's life was never the same after that meeting and encounter he had with the Lord at Jabbok. And after admitting his need, and after admitting and acknowledging his inability, he prayed to God with desperation and persistence. And God granted his request. I want to say this evening as we begin to move into this message, I'm grateful for the times in my life that I would call Jabbok moments. Those turning points in my life. Were they pleasant? Not always. Not always. It was times of wrestling. Times of trying to figure it out. Times of trying to solve all the problems and know exactly what's going on and know exactly how to deal with it. But then we come to the realization, I'm fighting God. I'm fighting God. And we realize at that time our inability and our complete dependence on Him. I want you to follow along with me this evening. We're talking about prayer. Fervent, inaccessory, a deep prayer life. Notice, if you would, as we look at this man named Jacob, we see first of all he was alone. Again, the Bible tells us in verse 24, and he was left alone. Ever felt all alone? No place to that probably you would feel more alone than outside in the dark under the stars. Jacob's family's gone. Jacob's majority of his livestock is gone. His mom's not there to bail him out. He's all alone. Or so he thought. It was a time of desperation. He'd tried everything he knew to try. This was a last effort to try to appease his brother and sending those animals and splitting apart or dividing his family and sending them different directions in hopes that if one part of the family was destroyed, they would be part left. It's a time of desperation. It's a time of destitution. It's a time of dread. Morning was coming. And who would know the outcome? Jacob was all alone. I got an idea. There's folks in this room who's been there. All alone. Or so we think. No one knows the situation, the circumstance that's going on. No one knows the burden in our heart. Nobody understands really what we're experiencing or feeling. We're all alone. Or so we think. But though Jacob was all alone, Jacob was still alive. Jacob hadn't given up completely. God was bending him and bringing him to the place that he needed to be. The Bible tells us in verse 24, again in verse number 25, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw